Hits 96. We are Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you, joined by Brock Olson, and we are talking dating. We have Brian who wrote in. Brock says he doesn't like to travel, but his wife does love to travel, and she wants to do it a lot more, so he's basically encouraged her to do so without him. She has a plan for a trip to Germany in October with a friend of theirs, only going for 2 weeks. Brian says that's perfect. Great, they're going together, they're gonna have a great time. I don't have to worry about it. But now she's already talking about taking another trip next year for 3 months with Brandy, and now it's making him uncomfortable. And they haven't even gone on the first trip yet, so there's a whole dynamic here. But he kind of feels guilty feeling bad about this because he feels like he encouraged her to kind of take this leap and start making these plans. What does he do about it?
Sure. Yes. Brian, thank you so much for writing this in. I was saying before we went to the music and commercial break that Gino and I have both kind of been on either the giving or receiving end of this ourselves. His girlfriend, 4 months, went traveling, backpacking?
Yep, she did backpack. She did the Pacific Crest Trail.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And I recently did a 2-week half cross country motorcycle trip.
There you go.
So I was on the giving end of that. And so my wife, she stayed home and took care of the home and our pets. So, you know, completely understand where you're coming from. And I was saying that, you know, I posted this on my social media and I got a pretty hard line in terms of men and women's opinions on this. The women said, let her go do her thing. If you're not going to go travel, like you need to let her, explore, you know, give her the space, the freedom to do all that. And the guy said, the first part's great. 2 weeks, no problem.
Yeah.
3 months. Absolutely not.
Really is a different game.
That is a completely different topic and discussion. And I'll say this, I just said I went on a 2-week motorcycle trip. I have a plan in about 6.5 years to do a 4-month motorcycle trip from Europe all the way across China. And it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
And my wife, knowing it's going to be 6 years from now, is still not happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's plenty of time to prepare. And she's like, I don't know about that. But we've talked about how are we going to make this work. And we'll have little checkpoints where she's going to come and meet us in certain parts. So it's not just completely blank for all these months. But what I wanted to do is give you a couple of ways, Brian, that I would approach this. So that your wife feels supported, so you feel like you're being heard, that the boundaries of the relationship are being respected. First thing I would do is I would actually acknowledge her passion for travel. You know, let her know that you still support her and her desire to explore, but explain to her that the extended trip creates challenges for you, whether it's long separation, the logistics, or something else. Sharing how this impacts you emotionally and practically will help her. And you both come to a mutual understanding of really what's going on here. That it's not this insecurity or anything like that. The other is you really need to get comfortable with discussing your needs. And I hear it in the tone of this email that you have these needs, you have these desires, and you're struggling to, convey why this is such a big deal. If 2 weeks is okay, why wouldn't three months be okay, right? Mm-hmm. So, things can kind of get off the rails really, really quickly. I love that she's excited. Traveling is fun, yeah. Unless you're Brian.
Right. For whatever reason.
But, discuss your needs. It's not just about how she feels, but, it's about balance in the relationship. Maybe there's a compromise, shorter trip, like I said, maybe mid-trip visit. It's about finding that middle ground where both of you feel respected and fulfilled. And then the last thing is I'd bring up the future. It might be helpful to talk about what this means to your relationship in the long run. And, does she envision more extended trips in the future? Are there compromises you could make as a couple to ensure both of you are happy? This is really what this is all about. And, we talk about communication is everything. Yep. If you aren't able to have these types of conversations, you're going to build up resentment, animosity, and you're going to feel this distance. And the last thing you want is to have that going on while she's not close to you proximity-wise. If she's 3 weeks into a trip and you're feeling some type of way, the way you're going to communicate on the phone, texting, video calls, visiting, all that stuff is going to be really, really off. So ultimately, this conversation is about managing expectations. So, you're not necessarily against her travel, but 3 months is a long time for you guys to be apart, and that warrants a serious dialogue. It's not on you, by the way, that she's thinking bigger, but it is important to discuss how to balance her love for travel with your needs for the relationship. So make sure you're setting your boundaries and be clear about how you feel. Yeah. So that is definitely going to be how I would suggest that you do this. And I say this from a personal perspective because I literally lived this just a few weeks ago, and I'm already planning a trip to another motorcycle trip, and I have to manage myself. I'm like, well, I got to be fair to my partner. I can't be gone and gone and gone and gone. But we've had those conversations, and that communication has been very, very healthy. So, Brian, I hope that this advice helps you, and that you know you and your wife are able to find a compromise where she's still able to travel and experience and explore, and you're able to feel comfortable in her doing that.
You can't ultimately stop her.
Correct.
And then like you're saying, you're going to create that resentment by saying, I really don't want you to go. And she might not go, she might go, who knows what that situation is. But then it starts to form, almost that form of resentment kind of comes into it.
Yeah.
And then if she does decide to go, she's going to, it can get sticky.
Real sticky. And I mean, before she goes, there just has to be an agreement on respecting boundaries. Like, again, like the 3-month trip, like maybe it could be cut in half. Does it have to be 3 months? Like there has to be, I think that for a relationship to really, really have the best chance to succeed, you have to both become masters of compromising. So her just saying 3 months and then you saying no, like there's got to be something in the middle that is attractive and respectable on both ends. So hope this advice helped you today.
Yes. And thank you for writing in, Brian. Always appreciated. You out there have a question that you would like Brock to tackle, send that email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O at WDODradio.com. And we can answer it on the air. You get some free dating advice right here, courtesy of Hits 96 and Brock Olson. Now, Brock, you're working on something, or you have been working on something for quite some time, and now it's available for the public eye. It's on your website, brockolson.com. It's the Mind's Eye Journal. Talk about this a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, so I've been working on the Mind's Eye Journal. It's been about 18 months or so. I really wanted to create a journal where people in any type of relationship status, whether you're single, whether you're dating, engaged, married, it doesn't matter, where you're able to go to this to reflect on how to be a better partner. Maybe you have some attachments that you need to work on. Maybe you have some triggers that you need to work on. Maybe you need to reflect on some of your past relationships, or you need to work a little bit on your communication, or maybe you've been married for a long time, but you want to create new, healthy, romantic systems and things like that. I created this. It's got 50 topics. And each topic is a very deep dive into just how to be a better partner. And each topic has two journaling prompts. So like this, if you were to go get this, it would last you an entire year. And by the time you're done, you will be a very well-rounded partner for any type of relationship that you're in or looking to find.
And that is at brockolson.com. And of course, everything else that Brock offers. Brock, thanks for the advice. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.